time for a training camp report, everybody.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Mentor.
All right, so everybody's upset because Dylan Gabriel took snaps with the first teamers, even though Shador wasn't available to practice and throw on Saturday. So how can I be that fit to be tied over it?
Well,
I need to know.
Well, we got
to
talk about that.
I need to know.
Because obviously Saturday, it's the weekend. It's an open practice. You have fans there, right? And the fans didn't know that Shador was not going to throw. They felt like if you go to an NBA game and like LeBron all of a sudden is just not going to play. And they didn't know. And that is how, I know it sounds silly comparing Shador Sanders in a training camp with LeBron James in a regular season game. Training camp's free.
Mm-hmm.
NBA game is a lot of money. But that's what fans are there to see. It's crazy to try to explain this to people when we do radio interviews. And they're like, well, what is it? What is it like? And I'm like, man, people just want to see Shador. They do. Like, that's the guy they want to see. Yeah, there are some other players. You have some other fun rookies that, you know, people want to see. But in the end, they want to see Shador Sanders throw the football.
Yeah, I understand everybody's upset. I understand you're upset, but I don't understand that you're upset. I understand. Like, hey, I know you guys want to see Shador. And if he would have been available on Saturday and they would have said, no first team reps for you. Well, then, hey, guys, like he's going to have to be able to take him at some point. Or what's the point of even drafting the guy? I get that because I'm talking because of like Kenny Pickett's injury. Joe Flacco's not taking that many reps. Okay, well, somebody's going to have to take reps other than Dylan Gabriel. If he were available and he didn't, after Nathan had said with us on Friday morning that he deserves first team reps, Shador deserves first team reps. Okay. If he deserves them and he didn't get them and he was available, yeah, man, bitch our ear off and we'll bitch with you. Because then it turns out, like, they could very well run this thing the wrong way. I don't think they're trying to sabotage anybody, but they could very well run this thing the wrong way. But I'll complain with you. But if he's not available to go, then what are we pounding the table for? I could just say the thing that I'm arguing is, what did you see in Dylan Gabriel to draft him in the third round? And whatever you saw, it needs to be abundantly clear with any of us this week or during the preseason game against Carolina on Friday. Like, something's got to click where you're going to go, okay, you would take him, this guy, in the third round. To what level that is, I don't know. That's up to the fan. But something has to click. Because it's like, and there's a lot of people complaining about this. Okay, my question to everybody, and I'm serious about this, how would you balance it then? How do you balance it? We've all had a complaint. We've all had a gripe about the Browns and how they're dealing with this one way or the other. What is the complaint then? What can I do to fix it? We can all complain. How would I balance this with four guys? But
before I can answer that, here's the hardest part. Do we remember what training camp is supposed to be about? Eventually, it transitions in from, all right, we have a lot of these battles. We have to figure out the depth chart. Eventually, it's, oh yeah, by the way, we got to get Joe Flacco ready for week one because we have a real football season. Like this... This, for me and you, or for a bunch of the fans, This might be a transition year, or they're coming off 3-14, and we know they're going to take the quarterback with one of their two picks in next year's draft, and we're going to be thinking about that and also starting to judge the guys coming out of college. For them, they're trying to win football games. They're going to have a normal season. Like, this is not... They're trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Stefanski is trying to make the playoffs, and eventually they got to get Joe Flacco ready. For all that me and you are talking about Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, and eventually Kenny Pickett will get back into the mix, it's about having a starter ready for week one.
Well, but then again, I think that if I heard you say that, like, I see this offense, and I know that Daryl has just been dumping on it every chance he gets. They can't adjust their expectations the way we can. Like, how many wins do you see them winning? Five?
If that,
four?
Yeah.
Oh, you said if that. Yeah. Okay, then I think if you're sitting there seeing it from 30,000 feet saying, okay, four or five wins, then what's the point of having Joe here? What's the point of doing that? If you're just going to win four or five games, what's the point of that? Now, in real life and in the locker room, you go, because of Joel Bitonio and Miles Garrett and Denzel Ward and guys who shouldn't be playing on a putrid football team, and for some odd reason, well, we know why, but they've become a bad football team here. There's no reason to do that. But in real life, I think a lot of people, and they're arguing, and they call in on Jake. I was listening on Jake's show, Thursday night, and they had several callers calling in upset about it, going, every snap that Joe takes, is a snap away from evaluating what we have with our quarterbacks that we have with the two young guys. And I don't think that I can say that that person is vehemently wrong, but I would also say, well, they need to go out there and they need to try to win football games. But if you don't think they're going to win that many football games, then what are we doing here? What are we really doing here? So how would I balance it? Well, how many reps does Joe really need? Apparently, he doesn't need very many. And he knows the offense, right? Okay. Andy's a 40-year-old guy, so do I want him out there running around and doing all the other stuff? Because I want to make sure he's healthy enough to go for week one, because that's how I have to start the season. So as of right now, if I'm Ken Carmen being the head coach of the Browns, which, boy, that'd be a hell of a thing, I'd be like, hey, Joe's the starter. Joe's my guy. I don't know what I'm doing with Kenny Pickett right now, even though I don't think I'd actually say that out in public right now. I don't know what we're doing with Kenny Pickett. I would have traded for Kenny Pickett in the first place. But I got Kenny Pickett on this football team. Joe's my guy. Joe will have more reps as we lead up to it. So I need to go back a couple of weeks now as I go through this. Joe's going to have more reps as we lead up to it. I know he's the guy. I got to see with everybody else. So it becomes a three-man race to back him up. Then I would have all these other camp arms, just like they have right now, or all these other camp hands, like they have in camp right now, and go ahead and let's run these offenses here and bring Shador up, eventually give him first-team reps, which, boy, Saturday would have been a great day for first-team reps had his arm not been sore, and then see what Dylan Gabriel had done. But the problem is, Anthony, I wouldn't have traded for Kenny Pickett. I would have drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round.
It's a bunch of things.
I wouldn't have done those things.
I was just going to say, it's a bunch of things that none of us would have done.
What the hell?
None of us would have done. And, in fact, man, if you listen to the way we talked on this radio show, I mean, we were talking about taking Shador Sanders at one point, number two overall before the combine.
Well, we were talking about that. That was not just on this show. That was in America.
Yeah, so it's just so funny that, yeah, we wouldn't have taken him in the fifth round. So there's a bunch of things that we would not have done that have led us to what is a long assembly line of these guys trying to figure out where they are in the scheme of things, and for the fans to wonder, why did you call this a quarterback competition?
I don't know why they did that.
It's not.
I think it's a competition for the backup.
Yeah.
The backup's backup for third team.
Which is funny because that is not something that anybody normally cares about. Traditionally, the way we talk about football, you started the show with, we got a controversy. And I'm thinking, well, we do? Joe Flacco's the starting quarterback. What's the controversy? And you're like, the one that everybody cares about, the backup. And like, where in the NFL do people care about a backup quarterback controversy?
In Cleveland, because it's happened before.
It's unbelievable.
And for all we know, it'll probably happen again. But I still, as much as I disagree with what they've done at the quarterback position, I don't think they're trying to put the boots to him. If I was trying to put the boots to him, if I truly felt like Shador wasn't ready for it, and I know this goes back to a big conversation everybody was having last week, if they were truly trying to put the screws to Shador Sanders, then you throw him out with the ones before you know he's ready. If he's earning his way up to the ones, as Nathan had suggested with us, or said as much with us on Friday, then now he would get these chances with the ones here. But if I just felt like I was going to go, okay, I was forced to draft this guy. I didn't want this guy. You psychos all want this guy, but you don't know what you're looking at. I'd have thrown him out there right there at the beginning. Go, here's your guy. Here's your person. Right there at the beginning. See this guy struggling here? He hasn't got that chance to struggle the way the other guys have. Dylan Gabriel, boy, he has been put right out there to struggle in front of everybody. He's been put right out there. But I don't think that they've put him in such a terrible situation the way that Daryl says, because somebody had to take those reps. I don't think they plan on starting him to start the season or start on planning him to play him anytime soon this season, talking about Dylan Gabriel. And for the same matter for Shador Sanders, my argument has to become, with Shador Sanders, can you take over where you make it abundantly clear that you're the better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel by the end of this training camp? You still have these opportunities to do so. You have three big preseason games that everybody else in the world gets to see. I know they're going to focus on the joint practice more with Carolina and the joint practice more with Philadelphia, but you have these three preseason games that you can go out there and prove that you're different from all the other ones. Okay, fine, go ahead and do it. And then by the end of this, if he's still buried or somehow cut, I don't think he's going to get cut. I think they're going to carry four. If he's buried or cut, then we fight it out as much as we possibly can, because then there's certainly something. It's not an injustice has been done. It's that they can't see the forest for the trees. Because if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and sucks up the room on Friday, you're going to have a big time conversation on Monday with everybody.
That's why when we were reacting to, and there seemed to be genuine shock from a lot of Browns fans when they saw Albert Breer's tweet that Guys, Gabriel is so far ahead of Shedeur Sanders, or had been, and now Sanders is attempting to make up for that. We are not privy to the behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm sure they are testing, you know, the aptitude of the young quarterbacks to see on a whiteboard what raise your hand when you have your notebook with you. Like, it's school for them. We don't see any of that. You know, we're not on Hard Knocks this year. We are only seeing, hey, they come out and here's a graphic that shows what every quarterback was, you know, with their stats, the preseason training camp box score, which probably means less. Like, if you actually ask a football coach what that means, they would laugh at you. Brian Baldinger laughed at the notion that we're keeping track of any of that. But that's all we had to do because we were told there was a quarterback competition.
Training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation.
See, you just say it, and then all of a sudden that goes off.